In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese says he believes Australians can ignore misinformation about the Voice to Parliament campaign. The US shoots down a suspected Chinese spy balloon. And in sport, Diamond star Gretel Buter to miss Australia's Netball World Cup campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Grawl. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he believes Australians can ignore misinformation about the Indigenous Voice to Parliament proposal and will make an informed decision to support it. Ahead of federal parliament returning for the first time this year, Mr Albanese has delivered a major speech to the Chifley Research Centre conference in Canberra. He's reflected on the successful 1967 referendum when 90% of Australians voted to remove a provision in the Constitution which said Indigenous people would not be included in the census. He says 56 years later, a new generation of Australians will have the opportunity to go one better.
If not now, when? 6 years after the Uluru Statement from the Heart, 56 years after the 1967 referendum, 122 years after Federation. If not now, when? The 2023 referendum is about two things, recognition and consultation.
An operation is underway to recover the debris from a Chinese spy balloon shot down off the US coast of South Carolina. The suspected spy balloon had been flying at about 60,000 feet and was estimated to be about the size of three school buses. The US president says he ordered it to be shot down in a calculated manner so that debris could be recovered before sinking into the ocean. Former Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Juliet Kayyem has told CNN the US may now be looking to de-escalate tensions which have come to a head over the incident.
This was an aggressive posture by the Chinese. It is not at all clear. They're trying to, I guess, put it this way. They're trying to de-escalate this. We should let them de-escalate it because, look, the Chinese-U.S. relationship is going to have a lot of hot moments. It is incumbent on the United States to do everything it can to ensure that those hot moments, what the military calls kinetic action, do not happen on U.S. soil.
Regional leaders have called for an immediate ceasefire by all parties in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tensions have escalated after Congo and Rwanda traded allegations of backing armed rebels. The ceasefire call was issued at the East African Community Summit in Burundi, and it also asked defence chiefs to meet to make peace. Health Minister Mark Butler says an increase to the Medicare rebate is up for assessment as the federal government tries to address problems in Australia's healthcare system. The minister has told Sky News he's surprised by the Australian Medical Association's criticism of Labor's Medicare announcements this week because the group's vice president had been a member of the task force which ultimately produced the report the announcements were based on. He says the government is looking at all available options to improve healthcare and measures will be reflected in the next federal budget.
I've said that changes to the rebate are not off the table. Of course, affordability was a major pressure that we discussed at the task force, but I've also said you can't just put more money onto the existing systems. The existing systems do not reflect the needs of Australians today. I think all healthcare groups who participated in the task force, frankly, including the AMA, recognise that.
Australian universities are preparing for the new academic year with thousands of international students returning to Australia. There are concerns, though, that many foreign students are working multiple jobs to cover rising costs and suffering stress and fatigue, while others are also expected to send money home. After a two-year hiatus due to COVID-19, Sydney Airport's lost property auction is back. Online auctions will see the sale of more than 2,600 unclaimed items to raise money for charity. Bids start at $5 for items such as laptops, headphones, cameras, sunglasses and jewellery, and even some wine and a hedge trimmer. Sydney Airport's lost property auctions have raised over $1.4 million for charity since 2013. This year, the money raised will be donated to Bayside Women's Shelter. to netball news, and superstar Diamonds goal shooter Gretel Buter will miss Australia's Netball World Cup campaign after revealing she is pregnant. Buter announced the news on social media. While it's happy news for the 29-year-old and her family, it's a blow for the world number one ranked Diamonds, who are looking to take World Cup honours. The news means Buter will miss the global netball major event in South Africa in July and the upcoming Super Netball season with the Queensland Firebirds. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.